name is Tyhis Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. If you're new to this channel, I basically create daily breakthrough videos for you to learn powerful tools that will help you upgrade your life and relationships. And this entire channel addresses the subconscious mind, where real change happens. And this is because the conscious mind cannot outwill or overpower the subconscious mind. And this can be where we find that resistance to creating change. So please subscribe and hit the notification bell if you want daily breakthrough videos that can help you upgrade and change your life and your relationships. So today we're going to talk a lot about the 6 early signs of a good relationship. We're going to talk about these signs specifically as it relates to the dating phase of a relationship, because as we know, relationships have a life cycle. They start off in the dating phase, they go into the honeymoon phase, followed by the power struggle phase, which a lot of the sort of challenging stuff comes up in. And once we make it through the power struggle phase successfully, then we get into the stability phase, then the commitment stage, and lastly, the bliss phase of relationships. And that's really where we're trying to get our relationships to. And if you want to do a deeper dive into a lot of this stuff, we now have a 7-day free trial launch for the school. It's just for a certain period of time. And there's a link in the description box below. If you want to do a deep dive on your attachment style in the stages of relationships and the blueprint of how it works, what your attachment style looks like, what your partner's attachment style looks like in each of the 6 stages, and the important things to get right and to understand, there is a link in the description box below. And our advanced attachment style courses will cover this all in so much detail. And there's a 7-day free trial, money back guarantee. Check it out. So the first sign that's really important as we're getting to know somebody and we're in that dating stage of relationships is open communication. We want to feel like in the dating stage of relationships, we are building a foundation where we feel comfortable, safe, and normalized to talk about the way we feel and about what our needs are. And this doesn't have to be like you sit down on your first date and you have this huge conversation about like your feelings and needs. This can be when something comes up, when you have a preference you want to share, when you're sharing a story that's important to you as you're getting to know somebody, that you feel comfortable saying, I prefer when X, Y, and Z happens. So maybe you're on a date, for example, and you know you are sharing a story about why you and your ex broke up, and maybe you're on your 6th date and the topic comes up and you may say, you know what? There was a lot of inconsistency and poor communication in the relationship, and I really value being able to talk things through. And so that's your way of sharing your need. It can also be that when somebody does something that violates a boundary for you, you just feel really comfortable and safe speaking up, and you know that the person you're dating is also on the same page. It is really important that we feel comfortable communicating our truth, because if we don't, basically the byproduct of not doing that means that we're going to have a relationship with a lot of built up resentment. When we don't communicate our truth, when we don't share our needs, when we don't tell a loved one when a boundary is being violated, the byproduct of that is, you know, toxic resentment buildup within the relationship dynamic. Sign number 2 is a willingness to work through problems and talk things out. Sometimes we can get into relationship dynamics, and this is a really important thing to watch for in the early stage of a relationship, is we can get into relationship dynamics where something's violated, like a boundary is violated, or something happens that we don't like, or somebody hurts our feelings, or we have a fear come up or an insecurity and it causes a conflict. And then both parties just kind of like leave it, sweep it under the rug, and then pretend everything's okay a couple days later, or, you know, do the silent treatment for a few hours and then eventually just warm up again. Although that may feel like the path of least resistance, it is creating the most resistance long-term. We get into dynamics where we haven't talked about things, we haven't resolved things, we haven't had a conversation to figure out what went wrong and what we need to feel better. And what happens is we usually just store some kind of problem there. And what's going to happen is that problem that we never worked through the first time is going to keep recurring and coming back up again. And what's likely to take place is that each time it comes up, it's more charged, more anger, more frustration, more, you know, disconnecting over that issue. And we want to catch things and work them through when they're early and small. And so it's really important to look for, in terms of an early sign, feeling like we can, you know, work through small problems, talk about things, discuss stuff, and feel like there is resolution. One of the biggest reasons relationships don't survive when we get into the power struggle phase is because the couple doesn't have the capacity to actually work through problems. And so they just sweep them under the rug and they become, you know, little volcanoes overflowing later on. Number three, vulnerability. It's really important to feel like we can openly share ourselves, share our fears, share about our lives, share about our past. And to do this, not necessarily all at once, because sometimes that can actually be a little bit polarizing, but feeling like there is this capacity from both parties to be vulnerable slowly and consistently over time. Vulnerability equals emotional availability the vast majority of the time. So it's a really important indicator, like, is there going to be a strong emotional bond because we have two parties that are willing to be open? Number four, our ability to be present with one another and to validate one another's emotions. You know, presence is a big part of connection. When we can really sit with somebody, when we can actively listen to them and vice versa, it's an important sign that we're engaged and that we're caring. And it's a really important part of bonding and connection overall. And as we get out of that infatuation phase that we experience in the dating and honeymoon phase and into the deeper parts of a relationship, a necessity and a really important ingredient is, can we really connect? Can we take what was infatuation and turn it into much deeper love? And that only really comes with presence, with vulnerability, with acceptance, and with that opening up and communicating about really who we are deep down. And having somebody who's able to receive that through actively listening and being present on the other side. Number five, respect. This is a really important thing to look for early on. Does somebody respect you? And ways to sort of judge this or discern this is a better word, is does this person listen to my boundaries? If I say no to something, do they work to understand that no? Do they accept that no? Does this person respect the other areas of my life? Are they like, oh, don't go to work tomorrow, just stay out tonight, who cares? Are they like, you know, oh, who cares about your goals and going to the gym and eating healthy? Let's just do this instead. Do they actually show up and like actively support and respect who you are, what you desire, what your dreams are? And are they rubbing off on you in that area in a good way? Or are they tearing down your boundaries, minimizing your goals, diminishing the things you set out to do, not supporting them? And what we have to remember is like, what we see in the early stages usually tends to just magnify in the later stages of relationships. And so we have to take into consideration when we're dating somebody, is this going to be something good long-term for me? Or is this going to be something that sort of like tears me down long-term? And, you know, long-term, that's going to lead to a lot more pain and problems. So really important to sort of keep an eye out for. And number six, not losing your sense of self to be in a relationship. When we see early patterns of somebody giving up their career to go on vacation with a loved one, when we see somebody, you know, spending all their money and not having any like, you know, care for their budget or for their financial boundaries when they get into an early stage of a relationship, when we see somebody leaving their friendships and family relationships behind, spend all the time in the romantic relationship, we're actually looking at codependent patterns the vast majority of the time. And codependent patterns long-term usually create a tremendous amount of toxicity in the relationship. And if you want to do a deeper dive into codependency, I have other videos on this channel. I also have a really in-depth codependency and enmeshment course inside the school that you have the 7-day free trial for. But long-term codependency can actually be one of the most challenging features to have in a relationship. So we want to make sure early on that we feel like we can have balance in each of the 7 areas of life, and that we can have ourselves and a relationship too. And it's not one or the other. They're not mutually exclusive. So check all that stuff out. Hopefully this makes a lot of sense. Let me know in the comments below if you have any other questions. Tons of amazing content inside the school. If you want to go a lot deeper into stages of a relationship, how attachment styles show up, get a blueprint, understand what to do to move beyond the power struggle phase and different stages that you might be stuck in. Let me know any questions you have below. Thank you for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next video.